This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. Good day. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, a good day is upon you. Wonderful day. Enjoy some of your time with us. The DJV Experience features me, Doug, and then Jennifer and Victoria here with a spin on the day. You know what's going on. You know the Koreans launched another missile that didn't work. You know there's a lot of U.S. warships over there. And you know the Chinese and the Americans are working together to try to fix the problem. Be nice if somebody would work together with the Americans to fix the problems in the Middle East. And then, of course, there are problems every day. People spend all day. And that's really what the human condition is about. What would we do for work if we didn't have problems to fix? I was talking to somebody last night who has a job with an Israeli technology company, and their aim is the whole company is built around fixing problems that come about as a result of insurance companies not being able to figure out some of the things that need to be figured out when somebody dies. The corresponding work that used to be done by a human being, problems that would, okay, so what the problem is, this person's died. He has a life insurance policy or she has a life insurance policy. What do we pay on it? And it used to be somebody would sit down, an actuary, and they'd go through the paperwork and think, nope, not anymore. There's a computer software program that figures it all out in 4 seconds. And you get your money in a week. So, I mean, who would have thought, but that's the way things are going. And it's just, it's really pretty amazing what opportunities there are there. Who would have thought 10 years ago there'd be a job doing that? And then you look at the situation in terms of jobs and where there is work. Where do you think the number one opportunity is? I'll let everybody sort of chime in on this. What's the number one opportunity for a career, specifically, not generally, specifically if you know? If you don't, it's fine. This isn't really a test. Just see if everybody knows what the opportunity is now that awaits you if you do a certain, follow certain courses in school, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you think the number one opportunities are, Jennifer?
I would guess it's either IT or program developer, like code writer.
All right. What about you? What do you think, Victoria?
I was going to say code. Coding is really big, yeah. Okay. That's what I would guess, too.
Kara, you want to take a shot at this?
I was going to say that or some kind of engineering.
Mm-hmm. The Providers Council of America says that the number of human service workers that are needed in our country is the largest need on the horizon. The industry that is known is not the healthcare industry. It's what do you do with people, and I don't know what else to call it. But what do you? It's health services, I guess. What do you do with people that aren't in the hospital that need healthcare? And this is referred to sort of a catch-all human services industry.
Like home health care, is that what they're talking about, sort of?
Yeah, okay. That sort of thing. Unfortunately, these jobs don't pay a lot. Home health care, personal care aides, that sort of thing. A lot of them work for minimum wage or a little higher than that. So the problem is that a lot of mistakes are being made, and these companies are being sued. Because the people that they have doing these jobs are not that smart, or scratch that, they're not that well trained. Because who's going to have gone to college for 4 years and get $12 an hour?
I have seen, I've had a little bit of experience with this factor, yeah. like this faction of people, and it seems right. like most of them are foreign. Most of them come in, not to be weird or funny, yeah. but most of them come in from the Philippines,
yeah.
and, or at least it's my experience in California,
right.
and do it for a lot less money than if you were going through a, you know, high-end agency that would right. give you probably American citizens as workers.
But you see what's
happening. I'm confused. Is this like orderlies? Is that what you're talking about? Like, I don't, like, what does this job mean? Like, what?
Well, it's working in the human services field. People who are working as home health care aides, people who come to your home to take care of someone, mostly
okay.
elderly, disabled people are the ones that are getting these sort of services.
Okay.
And the staffing
so not a nurse.
Are huge. No, not
okay.
a nurse. No.
Okay.
Some
but
of them
nurses,
have training. Some of
yeah,
them have like
right.
LVN training, you know,
yeah.
that sort of thing. But
right.
typically it's people that have been trained in changing adult diapers,
yeah.
who, you know, who will feed you.
Got it.
Who will
unglamorous jobs, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. But because of what you just said, I think, Jennifer, you said there are Philippines, the people who come here that don't understand English well and get these jobs, they may understand what the needs are, but because they can't read oftentimes directions or they don't really know, there have been a lot of lawsuits that have been aimed at these companies that are providing these services because they screw things up. And whether it's the Philippines or whether they're Spanish-speaking or whatever it is now becoming a problem. So now they're looking for college-educated people that would make a lot more money, even though I'm looking at the overview, that one college course I'm looking at, actually my alma mater, that is instituting this sort of thing because there is need. Like law enforcement, there are courses now that are expanding in law enforcement, and a lot of lawyers in their pre-legal or pre-whatever that specific course before pre-law school, they got to take police courses, that sort of thing. But they get paid better. The human service workers have the biggest opportunity, but the question will come on whether the companies are willing to pay enough
mm-hmm.
to attract good people to go into those fields. Because that's really, I believe part of our service here is to give you help trying to find a job, if you're looking for a job or ideas anyway. And so that's one, but I think it's got some maturation to do because they having to figure out how to pay these people what they need.
Yeah, and because of maybe because it's a difficult job and there are very high depression rates with, you know,
yeah.
healthcare workers like
yes.
that, there's
okay.
a lot of elder abuse. And then when the families find out, then there's lawsuits. And, sort of, you know, it's not malpractice, but if there are a lot of lawsuits against the insurance companies that send these workers, it's kind of a mess.
Yeah,
I mean, my grandfather, before he passed away, he was on hospice. And my parents, fortunately, could pay to have nurses there and everything for him. But all the nurses had horror stories of what would happen when they would go into other homes where these orderly type people, and the human workers or whatever, they weren't really doing their job, and that there was horrible elder abuse.
What the exception to that is, and unfortunately only happens when you're dying, is hospice. The
hospice is amazing. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Really
yeah.
are. And I don't know that they. I don't know how much they get paid. I've experienced them two or three times.
A
in
lot
my
of
life.
People volunteer to do hospice.
Yes,
care, I've noticed.
I think you're right. A lot of nurses that are off duty, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen what happens. That is one of the most rewarding. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. Most rewarding things is to see a lot of these people who are just the opposite of what both of you said a minute ago. The opportunities for abuse are there, but there also are opportunities to really get the starch of people who have devoted their life to helping other people. I mean, let's face it, we're all here to help. We're helping, you and I are helping by giving people information, hopefully entertainment, something good to start their day or use at some point during the day. And that's a service. And, you know, the guy drives the bus is providing your service. The person who fixes your car is providing you a service. Most everybody is of service. But when you take it so seriously that you get paid for 8 or 10 hours a day to do it, and then you volunteer another 2 to 4 hours doing the same thing, that says something about you that is really extraordinary. And, you know, those are the kind of people you just have to tap your hat to them. And I think you're right. I remember when my former wife, Tony, was dying, and the hospice people were in there, and what we all, you know, they just sat there. It was almost like a religious experience. When there was a question, the lady was reading a book, and she would watch. But while she was reading the book, she had her eye on every pulse. She watched Tony's. Now, I asked her what she was doing. Out of one eye, she was watching the vein in her neck to make sure that she was still breathing. And that's how she would watch her breaths. So she would imagine, that's kind of a skill set, isn't it? It's probably not a laughing matter, but under the circumstances, she's reading a book and she's also watching her pulse and her breath at the same time. And it's a special. There are so many, though, when you think about it, specialized fields. And I came home at midnight on Saturday and I didn't have any hot water. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, how did I just had a new burner installed and it was very expensive. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, where did these guys screw up? And I went down in the basement, there was water all over the place. And I was frustrated and I wanted to take a shower. But I wasn't going to take one in cold water. So I said, I'll wait until tomorrow. And it was Easter morning, so I called the guy who put it in. And he's somebody that I know, and he called me back. He says, well, I'm on my way to New Jersey. I'm going to Victoria's house for a weekend. And so
he's invited to the wedding.
Getting ready for the wedding.
Yeah. The wedding, right. All right, so I went down in the basement, and I had my cell phone. And he says, flip this switch, and I did. Push that button, and I did. And he said, what happened? I said, it started to work. And he said, check the overflow valve, and I did, and it was stuck. So the water had come out of that, and it had used up so much water that it shut itself down. For whatever the reason, the valve had rust or glunk in it, and so it malfunctioned. So he just said, push that, shut that. Bunga bunga, and that was the end of it. And so I had hot water in about an hour. But this is a guy, this is a very specialized boiler. And he's the only guy I know in Framingham who knows how to service these things. And so in that circumstance, he's carved himself. Is he worth $140 an hour after that? Yeah, he is worth $140 an hour. Because he knew exactly what to do, and he told me how to do it. And he's not going to charge me for it. He just is happy that I had water. But, you know, those are the sorts of things we're talking about. Everything is so specialized now. The old days, all you needed to get the furnace to work is a shovel and a bin of coal. Shovel the coal into the bin, and you got heat. Voila! Under the circumstances, though, let's give thanks for having a good day. It's 20 minutes past the hour here on the DJV Experience. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best, for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's 23 and change after the hour on the DJV Experience. Let's start a little review of the Coachella experience this past weekend. And it started with funk legend George Clinton, oldest performer at Coachella at the age of 75. Doesn't seem to be slowing down, though. After he and his P-Funk All-Stars played a couple of hours of jams, including Atomic Dog, as well as some newer material, he spoke with reporters about the Parliament album and its themes. Now, so, for those of you who don't remember, his group was called Parliament...
Funkadelic.
I was going to say Philharmonic. Funkadelic, yeah, right. That too. So he's got a new album. It's called Medicaid Fraud Dog.
Times have changed for George Clinton. He's talking about Medicaid.
Yeah. It's about the pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, and people selling meds. This was the first time on the field for Coachella, but he's got a lot of festival experience for sure. He said, being at this festival reminded me of some of the European festivals, Glastonbury and all of those. I've done those over and over. It reminds me of the Woodstock thing. I did that too. So that's how long this guy's been around. He did Woodstock in 1968. Good Lord. He has shed his trademark dread. A little old for that, he says. And when you're old, your hair starts to fall out. There's nothing to attach them to. He says, as far as I'm concerned, funk will be fresh. The older you get, the fresher it gets. And he's got nothing to lose. Right?
Love it.
Circumstances. Who's going to give him any starch? He deserves a lot of attention, and he got it this weekend. Good for him. Loretta Lynn celebrated her 85th birthday over the weekend with a first show. She was at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium, her favorite place, she says. She was joined on stage by family members, including her sisters Crystal Gale and Peggy Sue Wright. A surprise guest was Martina McBride, whom Loretta Lynn called, quote, my closest friend in country music. McBride presented the birthday girl with a bouquet of roses, yellow roses, and they sang a couple of songs. And it must have been nice. Now, Loretta took to the stage, big ovation as you might expect. Got right down to business, opening with a tribute to her coal miner father. She sung this song about 100,000 times. They don't make them like my daddy anymore, and the coal miner's daughter, that kind of stuff. You're looking at country, when the tingle becomes a chill, I want to be free. All those were from the 70s. Once she spoke to the crowd, she joked, quote, "I don't know what's wrong with Ollie. It ain't my birthday." He insisted she was 26. 85, singing all this stuff. That's cool, man. She said, "I can work with any 26-year-old girl and work harder." This is one of those circumstances where, you know, the old business about age being nonsense and you don't let yourself be defined by your age. That certainly is her gig here.
Yep.
And she was on the stage for 2.5 hours, too, by the way.
It's amazing.
Had a nice blue dress on. She says the gown was about 3 miles too big for me. And she told stories about the early days of the Grand Ole Opry, that sort of thing. She does seem like a sweet grandmotherly type, but the fans noted that when her band played ahead of her or didn't follow orders, she reminded them who was the boss.
She still has a lot of fire and feistiness.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, she's
okay,
great.
Speaking of feistiness, Kelly Clarkson apparently has a problem. She's been accused of child abuse by people after she posted a video showing her daughter trying Nutella. Not Nutella, Nutella. It's that cheese, isn't it? Or fake cheese?
It's chocolate hazelnut.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's wrong with that?
Exactly, I guess. But these trolls, well, there's a lot of sugar.
You can't ever make anybody happy. Yeah, there's a lot of sugar, but one person pointed out, defending her, that, hey, all of these parents are probably feeding their kids chocolate for Easter.
Well, it's Easter.
Yeah.
It was Easter Sunday, for God's sakes. Everybody had chocolate all over their mouths and jelly beans everywhere, and you name it, they had it. So, all right, I'm not too concerned about that. 28 past the hour on the Great DJV Experience. I make something
of myself. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. If you talk your name, we'll hear
you. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Soon, things will be all right. Soon, sooner than later, things will be good. Everything is beautiful. At 34 after the hour, it's the DJV Experience. Hello! How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. There's Jennifer Horn over there. Hi, Jennifer. And we're all subtle
today. Hi, Dougie.
And I know. Keenan is here. Are we? We're just kind of quiet today. Did you notice?
Monday.
Yeah, it is kind of quiet. Maybe I should make some noise.
No.
Oh, boy. That never gets old, Miles'
no.
voice.
It's going to get a lot of use today.
Oh, boy.
Yoda. Okay. Jennifer. All right. Excuse me. The White House said on Friday it will not release lists of individuals who visit the White House, citing grave national security risks and privacy concerns. And then, of course, all of the hoopla. I gotta go get the way. Sue the Secret Service. We want access to the visitor logs. And that was fine until they found out that the Obama administration released visitor logs every month, but they redacted about three quarters of the names. So if Fred came in from Arizona to visit his brother, who's a Secret Service agent, that's probably on the list. But anybody they didn't want you to see on the list?
I would think that wouldn't be on the list. What, if you're visiting brother? Someone who's in the Secret Service, you wouldn't want a family member.
Well, I use that
know.
As a, I don't. Yeah, maybe not. I was using that as a.
So obviously there's security reasons for the redactions, but the rest is just like tourist groups, right?
Yeah, I think so. Did you, anybody here ever take a tour of the White House?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I never have. I mean,
I was a kid in school, so I don't really remember, you know, going. I don't remember a whole lot of security issues, but yeah.
Carrie, you ever been to the White House?
You know, I haven't, and it's just I never even
You're
thought that.
The
we, yeah, we never yeah. took any field trips there. We always went to the zoo and the aquarium, but we never got to go to the White House.
Huh?
The heck, I was deprived as a child.
Yes, you were. I'd sue somebody if I were you.
And I definitely can't go now that I'm an adult, right?
All right, there's a new plan in Las Vegas this week, Jennifer, to install vending machines that will dispense clean needles.
Ew.
In order to fight rising heroin and HIV rates, the vending machines. Who thinks this is a good idea?
I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, you see this happen all the time where people hand out free clean needles to people with drug problems. I don't know. I mean, yeah, you want them to be using clean needles if they're using, but it is... It's handing an addict more ammunition. I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
You have to enter an ID number to access the clean needles. So you have to be in a program that is aimed at getting you off of the heroin addiction. I find that interesting. It's called Track B Exchange. You know, have you ever heard of that before? It's aimed at there are so many hard drug users, apparently, in Las Vegas. They have a city reduction center where you go to exchange the needles. But because it's inconvenient, quote, unquote, now people can just go to a vending machine in a hotel lobby and get them. Huh?
It seems weird.
Oh, my God.
There are a lot of people doing this now, though. It seems counterintuitive to me to make it easier,
yeah.
But at the same time, these people are just so apt to using no matter what that you want them to have the cleanest possible way to keep themselves as healthy as possible. I don't know.
Okay, so let's do the sports story. Before we get to the Rod Carew heart transplant story, for those of you who did not hear this, the buzz in New England over the weekend, there were two sports stories. One of them is the marathons being run today. 34,982 people, 984 people are signed up to run this marathon. And they're pretty much on the race site already. And the other story has to do with Aaron Hernandez, former New England Patriots star who was found not guilty in the double murder trial. Not guilty. He was guilty of weapons charges.
He's still life in prison, though, right?
Yeah, he's in prison anyway. Yeah. He killed a couple of guys in 2012, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Back then? Yeah. But his lawyers say an ex-friend of his is the one who killed the guys this time around. What a nice set of friends he must have.
Lovely.
Huh? Well, this I actually watched part of the trial. This ex-friend that I guess is the one who killed him,
yeah.
The guy who's in jail also shot that friend in the face and tried to kill him. So they've tried to kill each other, and it's just a mess. Everybody should get better friends.
My God.
I just got to say.
It's a good takeaway, Kara. Everyone just needs better friends.
All right, so here's the story, and I'm going to defer to the two of you on this one because I know who Rod Carew is, but I didn't know this was going on at all. The fellow who saved... the only thing that I would ask... When you think about it, there's a movie that's around now that I saw about what happens, and this sort of fits in. Those of you who remember Richie McFadden on here talking all the time about how it would not behoove you to have the whoever's got the word on the plug not be a doctor or somebody who's involved in harvesting organs, because these sorts of things happen. This is an organ transplant situation, and I will preface it by saying that apparently this happened in Los Angeles, Jennifer. Last Friday I was being told a story about a black kid, and he was younger, came into the hospital, and the doctor decided on his own that he was homeless. He appeared to be homeless and without family. And he was Haitian or something. So they didn't find anybody. They pulled a plug and took all of his organs out, and it came to pass that he was a well-to-do kid from a family, and he, I don't know, he'd run away from home or something. But they basically killed him to harvest his organs. Because there's so much money in this stuff now.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how that affects this story. Rod Carew.
Not even money, but a need.
I know. Okay, so what's the story here? He found out last fall that he had a problem, or hasn't he had a problem with his heart for a while, Rod Carew?
Well, I guess he was told he's had problems for a while, and he needed a heart and a kidney. And so at 71, you're not at the top of the list for a new heart and a new kidney. So the kind of miraculous part of this story is when the New York Jets tight end Conrad Roland died of a brain aneurysm in December, he was 29. It was very shocking, very surprising. It was very sad. So 2 days later, Rod Carew finds out that there is a heart and a kidney that's available for him. And as his wife, as Rod Carew's wife, is, you know, sweating it out while he's on the operating table, Mary Roland, who is the mother of the young guy who died, she's trying to figure out, she's seeing a lot of stories about Rod Carew has been given a 29-year-old's heart and a kidney. So she starts putting it together and thinks, well, wait a minute, is there any chance that this could be my son's organs are going to Rod Carew? The connection that they had was that her son went to elementary school with Rod Carew's daughter, and Rod Carew was his idol, and he got to meet him one day after school, and she said that's all he talked about for like a week, was that he got to meet Rod Carew when he was 11. And so it turns out it was his heart and kidney that went to Rod Carew.
Wow.
And Mary Roland reached out to Rhonda Carew and said, and left a voicemail saying, I think your husband has my son's heart and kidney. Please call me back. Mm-hmm. So about 3 weeks ago, Rod went through the surgery. He's fine. And so Mary met Rhonda and Rod and was able to listen to her son's heartbeat.
Isn't that something?
That is so sweet.
Put yourself in that position. What would you be thinking? My son is alive.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
It makes
that.
You feel better, that's for sure. I bet just a little.
Something is a contribution there. And that's the good side. The bad side is the story I told earlier. The good side is that story. So let's hold on to that story. Speaking of good stories, 43 past the hour, time for us to tell you about how we slept last night. I slept, I don't know, it was a strange, weird night for me. And I don't know, it wasn't because of parachute. The sheets on the bed. It was just a strange night. But most of the time, I get into bed, and I feel like I'm better off than I was before with just everyday ordinary sheets, because parachute is anything but everyday and ordinary. They make modern bedding for a much more comfortable experience between the sheets. And so if you are in the mind and the mood and the need has arisen that you need to get some new sheets, pillowcases, that sort of thing, or all kinds of things for your home because there's towels in there. Again, describe, Victoria, what you saw when you went to the website to see all the other thing, the things that Parachute Home's doing now besides bedding, which is 100% natural. The towels are 100% natural. What else is there?
Well, whenever we go down to my parents' house, I always do a bunch of laundry, and so I was able to try out the new wool balls that they have from Parachute Home that substitutes dryer sheets, and they work so well, and it also cuts the drying time in half. Saving electricity, and it's an all-natural alternative to, I mean, one of the most toxic things that we have in our daily life is fabric softener. And dryer sheets are even worse.
Yeah.
So these are the all-natural. You put all three in the dryer, and it's I don't know how it's some sort of a little miracle, but it works really well. It softens your clothes, and it also gets rid of all the static. So for $19, I was very excited for that.
So our advice is to visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV and look at what they have to offer. Their bedding is simple, it's beautiful, it's modern. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV for a wonderful, fabulous experience when it comes to sheets and home accessories.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it still make a sound? People have been asking this question for generations, but in 21st century America, the answer depends on whether government regulations dictate behavior in the area where it fell. Let me explain. A few years ago, a tree that fell across the stream in New Jersey was flooding the area. It could have been easily removed with a tractor, but since the waterway was a Class C1 creek, regulated by the Department of Environmental Protection, a formal approval process had to be followed before the tree could be removed. The flooding continued, and local officials spent 12 days and $12,000 getting a permit to do what was obvious from the beginning, pull the tree out of the creek. Let's be fair, the biggest sound created by this fallen tree may have been the groans of taxpayers. When government regulations make solving simple problems like this such a burden, it's time for a change. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
I was watching on the plane coming back Saturday night the history of Warren Buffett. What a fabulous...
And you didn't
HBO
sleep on
special.
The plane, huh?
No, I didn't. No, it was a great story.
That didn't do it for you? Okay.
No, it was a fabulous story of his life. I had no idea that his wife left him. They stayed married. She lived in San Francisco, and he was living with somebody else that he's married to now. Married her after, but he and his wife had a fabulous relationship, and he and this woman had a great relationship. But the way he's run his business and his family is just kind of a warm experience. And the reason I tell you that now is because he made the decision to buy Geico a long time ago, and it's done nothing but make millions and jillions of dollars for the holders of that stock. Anyway, let's do some food news here. Jennifer has been complaining about her allergies, so I have five foods for you, Jennifer, to eat.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you have allergies to pollen, which is all over the place, I can feel it here on the farm. You can feel it everywhere now. This is allergy season. So if you add these five items to your daily meals, it'll help reduce the impact pollen has in your system. Number one, apples. Chock full of vitamin C and other friendly chemicals like flavonoids. Apples help reduce the swelling caused by these pesky allergies that you find this time of year.
Okay.
Number two, salmon. Studies show that wild salmon can not only reduce your risk of developing intense allergies, but can help treat them because of the amount of natural anti-inflammatories in the fish, right?
Not a fan, but what else you got?
Pineapple contains special enzymes.
That.
That act as natural antihistamines to battle your stuffy nose. Strawberries. Similar to apples, strawberries have an anti-inflammatory property to fight off allergens because they are rich as well in flavonoids.
Mm-hmm.
And then tea. Whether it be green tea, black tea, white tea, teas contain flavonoids as well. So I guess the thread here is to seek out foods, natural foods, and most of them are fruit or things that are grown naturally that have these flavonoids that help reduce inflammation, as the pollen is going to be heavy this time of year. So apples, salmon, pineapple, strawberries, and tea beat the allergies. There you go, Jennifer. You'll be healthy now for the rest of your life. 10 before the hour.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctor. doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 after the hour here, time for our weekly visit from Uri Geller from his home in Israel. He's been traveling this week, went to Spain to do a radio or television program, actually. And the focus was positive thinking. And I always want to get Uri is one of the great minds in our world today. He's used his mind to help so many millions of people. He sets a tone in his lectures and his presentations and that sort of thing, always trying to get people out of it. If you're in a morning mood, if you get up and you don't like your mood or your dream, you look at the news, you listen to the stories on the radio of all this crazy stuff going on. So I guess the question is, how do you start your day with something positive?
Well, Doug, when you get up in the morning and you hear or see the news that the mother of all bombs was dropped on Afghanistan, you gotta kind of think, my God, what is going on? And by the way, Doug, you probably spoke on the show about this huge bomb that was dropped. Do you know really what mother of all bombs stands for?
What it stands for? No, I don't know. You mean the M-O-A-B?
Yeah, it really stands for Massive Ordnance Air Blast.
Yeah, because Massive it blows up over... It blows up in the air over the area, yeah.
Exactly, and what it does when it blows up, I mean, we're about to talk about positive thinking, but you've got to mention these crazy things that are happening 24 hours a day. because most of the news that is pumped into our brains is negative news. And,
yeah,
you know, because we are animals, we have that animal instinct, we are interested also about negative news. I mean, how many times did people view the poor doctor being dragged out to United Airlines?
Yeah.
That went viral like crazy. Millions of people wanted to see how this poor man with a bleeding nose, two front teeth missing, broken nose, is being dragged out of the plane. That's negative. Don't you agree? That's negative.
Yeah.
So, right. But we are still animals. We're still curious to look at that. Rather than waking up in an attitude of gratitude and thinking positive and kind of saying, okay, today is going to be a good day for me. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to be confident. I'm going to go to work happy. And I'm going to look for opportunities that pass me by every day. The successful people in life, Doug, are the people who could sense, almost with extrasensory perception, other opportunities in their lives. If you look at my Facebook this week, you will find a video. Actually, get on it. You'll find a video of me singing something that is totally out of the ordinary for me.
God, I don't think I've ever heard you sing in my life, and I've been around you for 25 years.
I should be please email Doug right now the longer clip. You'll see me singing, and I want to know your true reaction. But
okay.
My message after that video is basically, look, I've been asked to sing. I said, no way. And I must admit that that show was the most horrifying, nerve-wracking show I've ever done, because I'm not a singer and I had to memorize the words. The song was one of the most difficult songs that originally was sung by Charles Aznavour, but I did it. I did it to prove a point to myself. And under that video on my Facebook, you will find a whole story about, hey, did you ever dare to step out of the box and look for something else in your life? Maybe your skills and talents are kind of buried in your inner mind, and beside your work that you do now, maybe there are other opportunities for you out there, and that's positive, and you shouldn't be afraid to go into them as long as you have an inbuilt safety device. You have your job, you're getting your salary, but put your hands into something new, something different, something that can enhance your life and that you never believed you can achieve.
Uri, always a pleasure, always great, always inspirational. Uri Geller, website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrans Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrans.com. That's BENETRENDS.com to find out more.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.